two out. Lloyd takes his lead at third. Schrader comes home. Here's a ground ball to second. Michael swung and has it over to first. 4-3 cutout, and the Martins escape that big threat by Montgomery here in the seventh. No runs, no hits. One error, one left on. Seven in the books. St. Martin 4, Montgomery 3. More to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you at Castle. Montgomery, Don, has a new pitcher in the ball game.
Ted Christian will be pitching now for Montgomery. And
big tall righty.
Johnny Krochuk will become the designated hitter now.
He was looking at some numbers out in the field.
So am I. I can't really see
if Johnny came out or not. I don't see Johnny Krochuk on the field, but it may be that Christian came in for somebody else, and Johnny is DHing for that person. What number do we have for the third baseman?
33. That's still the right one.
Lloyd is at short. Second base, number 21.
Who's at first base? Number 5?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the right fielder.
Here's the pitch from Christian, a big tall righty, overhand. He comes way over the top, and 1-0 the count to Jordan Mascho. Mascho takes low for a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. High is the pitch, and 3-0. We're getting to the point now where that shadow is covering just about all of the infield, with the exception there's a little slice of that shadow over by first base, and Mascho's going to walk on four straight from the relief pitcher here, Ted Christian. We're going to get a pinch runner. Jalen Arsenault is going to come in to pinch run for Jordan Mascho in this situation. And interesting, too, because Jalen Arsenault went down to the bullpen to warm up a little bit earlier as well. But with Jalen coming into the game to pinch run right now, and if he doesn't stay in, he might be done.
You're right there.
It's just on the reentry. So top of the eighth inning. Here's Overman. He'll bunt. Jared Overman, nice bunt. The throw to first. In time to get Jared. And just as the sun is going under the cloud, and the throw to first is made easily. Oh. 1-3 on the sacrifice bunt by Overman. Good bunt.
He's got sunglasses on over there at first base right now.
And here's the pitch to Chaz in and high for a ball. 1-0. Chaz the Martin DH. On his second, Jordan Mascho. 4-3, St. Martin leading top of the eighth inning over Montgomery. Christian's pitch. There's a strike at the knees, and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you live from Dassel this evening. Christian looks back to second, and the pitch is high for a ball, 2-1. Jalen Arsenault, the base runner at second. Boy, Christian looks there just once. He did the last time, and then he takes his eye off, and he's got that big high leg kick where you could take off on him and go.
See, Krochuk's in the dugout over there. He was pine tarring a bat up, and he'll become the designated hitter.
Followed back and out of play by Chaz Hennon. The count now 2-2. With one out and one on. Christian's pitch, curveball. Whoa.
Just a bit high the way it looks.
Boy, the umpire's been calling that all day today. And I think Chaz maybe snuck one by there, 3-2 to Hennon. Christian's pitch. Hennon pops this one up, foul and out of play. And the count stays full at 3-2. Good crowd on hand for this ball game. Had a great crowd on hand for the Regal game earlier. I'm sure Farming packed in the fans down in Broughton today. Region 15 feet. Proud again of their attendance at the state tournament. A foul tip by Hennon into the mitt of the catcher, Bednar, and two outs.
Manager from Montgomery out to talk with Ted Christensen. Ted Christian.
Michael swung into the plate. With two outs. All right, the manager has said what he wanted to say to Christian. Bednar was out there as well. Michael swung in at the plate. Michael 1-for-3 so far today, and he pops this up in the infield. Over at first base, doing a little bit of a dance, and then making the catch for the out is Ryan Iverson, and that'll do it for the Martins in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. 7.5 innings, St. Martin 4, Montgomery 3. More baseball in a minute on KFM Albany. Bottom of the eighth inning from Dassel. This evening, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. You're listening to State Tournament Baseball on KFM Albany. KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, KASM, 107.7 FM, on our stream at mychasm.com, and tune in radio, too. You can catch all the live coverage of St. Martin baseball. Cold Spring Springer baseball coming up yet tonight here on KASM radio. Kirby Hemish with that call from Litchfield. We'll go to Kirby after this game is done here in Dassel. Bottom of the eighth inning, Johnny Krochok. Light. First pitch to Johnny on the outside corner, strike called, and 0-1.
Jordan's donning the sunglasses over at first base here now. We're still trying to figure out where Ted Christian went in this part of the lineup here.
But like Don and I were saying, he could have gone in for Johnny Krochok in that situation, just pitched that inning.
I wonder if that's why the manager didn't go out there.
Yeah.
Says, you need to finish this.
Because we could possibly see a new pitcher in the ninth inning.
Well, Randy, you called it. You said it's going to be an evenly matched game the way it looked on paper. So,
yes,
we are. 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for St. Martin. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Montgomery. There's a shot to left center field.
Going back and over the head of Taylor Holthouse. That'll go off the offense. And Krochok is just going to be held to a long single as Holthouse picks it up by the 370 sign and gets it back into the infield.
Man, did he hit that one on the line.
So Krochok with the single leading off the eighth inning off of Ben Schrader. And I do see someone tossing the ball around down in that St. Martin bullpen, Don. I just don't know who it is right now.
It looks like
the draftee Patrick Courtney. Yeah.
Patrick Courtney from New London.
That'll bring the catcher, Tyler Bednar, to the plate. Tyler's 0-for-3 today. And if you're a Montgomery, a sacrifice situation here, probably. Ben Schrader on the mound. No, Bednar swings and misses strike one. He swings hard. Ooh. Wow.
He was going to put Montgomery in the lead with that swing.
0-1 the count. Krochok takes his lead. Marshall holds him there. Schrader's pitch, a curveball on the outside corner, ruled the ball, and 1-1 to Tyler Bednar. Ball and a strike. Schrader kicks, delivers, curveball, just missing a little bit low, and 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. And Schrader has struck out 5 today, walked 1. There's a fastball-laced foul by Bednar in the count 2-2. Boy, he sits fastball, does Bednar. He loves that fastball.
He does. Get some good hacks off of Ben Schrader here. Watch Ben come with that slow curveball here.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Krochok is lead. Here's a curveball that's fouled away by Bednar. Down the third baseline again, and 2-2 yet. On deck, Trevor Schmeichick. Four to three, St. Martin leading. here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Leadoff man on, though, for Montgomery. Nobody out. Curveball, check swing, out. Foul tip, says the home plate umpire, and ruled out on strike. The batter, Bednar, saying, hey, I never touched it. But I think his swing, you could have ruled that
so
strike free.
I think so, too. I think he went.
Going to bring Smiechek to the plate. Smiechek today, 1-for-3. One out, one on. Bottom of the eighth inning. Krocek takes his lead. There's a strike from Ben Schrader, and 0-1.
Boy, that's his bread and butter pitch, isn't it, that curveball?
It is.
Man, throws up for strikes.
The ball's in the strike. Smiechek at the plate. Ooh, good jump there by Johnny Krocek. And he's going to go sliding into second base, a stolen base. Boy, Krocek got a good jump.
Yes, he did.
Puts himself in scoring position with an out. One out, one on. That base runner out at second. Johnny Krocek. Smiechek at the plate. Curveball on the inside corner. A strike. And 1-2 now. Ball and two strikes. St. Martin with that 4-3 lead, trying to hang on to it here in the eighth. Curveball fouled off over in the third base dugout. And the count stays 1-2.
What do you think, 75% to 80% curveballs by Ben Schrader?
I think so. At this stage of the game, yes. Maybe not as many early on in the game. But I think we're seeing that more here now. More and more off speed. It's a little bit high to Trevor Smiechek, and the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ben Schrader looking down to Brian Schlungen. Looking back to second, now comes home. Curveball on the ground up the middle. Schlungen by second. Picks it up, throws to first. He fielded that in front of second base, did Michael Schlungen, in a nice play. Krocek goes to third.
Heads up by Ben Schrader on that play, too. Brian Schlungen always hustling, covering up that throw at first base. And Ben, realizing that there's a runner coming around third, comes to the plate, covers home plate. So good heads up play and smart play.
Dalton Zoik to the plate. Dalton picked up an RBI in the sixth inning. Able to drive in Johnny Krocek in the sixth. Krocek at third now, curveball, there's a strike called, and 0-1. No balls and a strike. Two outs, one on. Yeah, that tying run over at third for Montgomery. 4-3 Martins, another curveball missing outside, and a count, one ball, one strike. Boy, Ben is a smart pitcher, Don. He just doesn't give in to the hitter automatically, does
he? No, he does not.
Works that corner, works that whole plate. Inside, outside. He'll keep it low. He trusts Brian Schlungen, his catcher. Gets a little bit low there, and 2-1 now. Top of the order, Tom Plichek on deck. Now Schrader's going to work on his leggings, tying that shoelace, positioning his leggings just right. Ben is old school yet. He likes to wear those leggings out on the mound.
Them are the old ones, aren't they?
They are.
Stripes around the top.
Two balls and a strike. Pitch to Zoik. There's a strike called in. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mentioning again that we'll go to the Cold Spring Springers game as soon as this one is over today. Kirby Hamish will call that game from Litchfield. they're in about the same position we are. Last we heard, they were in the eighth inning. Here's a ground ball to third. Matthew swung a nice play at third across the diamond, and Musho has it this time for the out, and that'll do it for Montgomery in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. Eight in the books, folks. 4-3 St. Martin. We're back in a minute here on KASM Albany.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Kazan.
Okay, now, Johnny Kotek is...
All right, we're back here at Dassel as we're in the top of the ninth inning. Top of the ninth inning here at Dassel. Yeah, we got a different right fielder. Number 24 is out in right field.
Okay.
Unless, did I grab the wrong score sheet?
Yes, you did.
So, I believe that is Iverson out there.
It is.
And leading it off, Austin Arsenault for St. Martin. Austin so far today, 1-for-2. Just checking out because coming back out is Ted Christian.
I think Krochuk might be done, huh? If I'm not sure.
Could very well be. Austin Arsenault at the plate. The count 0-2. Pitches low and away for a ball. And 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Arsenault is out on strikes. So one out here in the top of the ninth inning. 4-3 St. Martin. Matthew swung into the plate. Matthew so far tonight, 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt. He puts a beautiful bunt down the third baseline. Not going to get Matthew there as he beats it out. And a one-out single for Schlungen. Boy, we saw Austin Arsenault do it last a couple innings ago, and now Matthew Schlungen.
Oh, that was perfect. Absolutely perfect drag bunt down the third baseline.
Bring Kyle Leeser to the plate.
You know, I'm surprised we ain't seeing a little more of that. But as, you know, the infield's got to be a little bit soft, you know, from the rain. And
mm-hmm.
Grass has got to be a little bit slick.
Kyle Leeser takes the first pitch, a strike, and 0-1. Kyle so far today is 2-for-4. Two runs scored, had a double in his last at-bat in the seventh inning. That scored Arsenault. No, actually, Arsenault scored on a throwing error. Take that back. 0-1 the count to Kyle Leeser. Brian Schlungen on deck. Boy, a little insurance here in the ninth would be, I think, something the St. Martin would buy into. The pitch a little bit low and inside in the count 1-1.
Probably pay for it around here.
I think they would. I think they would. But then you'd go back to the scandal of the 1900 and something, wouldn't you? One ball, one strike. Fine a run. Here's the pitch to Leeser, a little bit high in the count, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Matthew Schlungen over at first. One out. 4-3 St. Martin. Eight hits for both teams. The Martins with three errors, though, in the ballgame. Here's Leeser, a check swing. He went around, says the home plate umpire. And now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ted Christian, out of the stretch, delivers, and that pitch is outside a ball, and the count pull at 3-2.
Now you got Kyle Lee there you want to be careful with, but it isn't going to get any easier for the next couple of hitters.
Three balls, two strikes. Christian's pitch. Leeser skies this one to left field. Oh, the left fielder falls, and now he's got to come hard, and he still catches up to and makes the catch for the out. Wow, he slipped, went down to a knee, and still recovered to make the catch.
That isn't so high, that there fly ball. He doesn't get to it.
You're right. On the left field, Tom Plechek. So Leeser out, and Matthew Schlungen has to hustle back to first. And here's Brian Schlungen at the plate. Brian will take low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kristen, and 2-0. Taylor Holthaus just chomping at the bit. Wants the opportunity to bat here in the inning yet. Two balls, no strikes. Change up high, and 3-0 to Brian Schlungen.
He's going to get his wish here, I think, Randy.
Three balls, no strikes. Ted Christian kicks, delivers. Inside, ball four, and here comes Taylor Holthaus to the plate.
That's the manager of Montgomery.
And so out to the mound. That's going to be it for Ted Christian. They're going to bring in the draftee. It's like a left-hander to pitch to Taylor Holthaus.
Dan Finnis, draftee from Union Hill, big, tall left-hander.
I know your wife got a pronunciation. It's in, back in central Minnesota, we say Finnis, and they say Finnis here.
You're right.
Finnis. So a big, tall lefty, like you said. He must be all of 6'6". Just a big, muscular left-hander on the mound. Hey, stay tuned for our post-game show this evening. We will name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player will pick up a $10 certificate. They can take over to A&W and enjoy all the great A&W food at Richmond or Owing A&W.
Yeah, in our first game we had today, Regal and Shakopee, I believe we named Nathan Meyer.
Nathan Meyer was our player of the game. Some earlier games today, Winstead beat Roseau actually last night 6-0. Today, Foley over Farming 6-4. We had Lastrup defeat Detroit Lakes in 7 innings 13-0. It was Regal over Shakopee, the Coyotes 4-2 today. Minnesota Lake beat Chicago 5-2. Broughton just defeated Jordan 3-1. A little bit of an upset there. Broughton, a number 4 seed out of their region. And Raymond last night defeated Delano 9-6. Here's Taylor Holthaus at the plate. The first pitch, a strike from Finnis. And Holthaus swings and misses strike two. Runners at first and second for the Martins. Two outs, two on. St. Martin leading 4-3, top of the ninth inning. And a pitch and a swing and a miss. Holthaus goes on three straight. That'll do it for St. Martin here in the ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two left on. We played 8.5. St. Martin 4. And Montgomery 3. We're back with the ninth inning in a minute here on KASM Albany. 4-3, St. Martin leading, bottom of the ninth inning. We had two. And Don Heinen, a pitching change for the Martins.
For the Martins, now pitching to draftee from New London Spicer, number 6, Patrick Courtney, a right-handed pitcher. Like I said before, we haven't mentioned it, though, but when Region 15C, you could draft one extra pitcher. Each team could do that. And coming out of the regions, you could pick up two more pitches for the state tournament. St. Martin utilizing one of their draftees right now, and Patrick Courtney. They also drafted Brandon Worms out of the Region 15C from Greenwell. They already had picked up Brett Tynan from Roscoe, and so did Montgomery. They got Jeremy Velan from, I believe it's Webster, and Andy Hankmeyer from Newmarket, and Dan.
And Courtney delivers, and the first pitch to Fleekcheck, a ground ball to third. Matthew slung it up with it across the diamond, and 5-3 in the putout of Tom Fleekcheck. He swung at Patrick Courtney's first pitch.
You know, I think that's, it's probably not a bad thing. You know, you get these hitters in here right now. You got a new pitcher. You want to break him in, right? If you get a base hit off him right away, you rattle and put him in a stretch right away.
Here's Pat Lloyd, the shortstop, and Pat will take a ball inside 1-0. Patrick Courtney, the draftee from New London Spicer.
Tough spot to be put in, isn't it, Randy?
It is, but if you pitch your game and throw strikes, and Courtney delivers inside a ball 2-0. There's a strike at the knees to Lloyd, and 2-1. Well, nobody on for Montgomery, bottom of the ninth inning. Courtney delivers, and Lloyd pops this one up over at first. Jordan Musho, foul territory, makes the catch for out number two. So two outs. The Martins one out away. from moving on into this tournament. And Mike Polichek to the plate. Mike, so far today, is 1-for-4, and there's Courtney's fastball for a strike, 0-1. No balls in a strike, 4 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for St. Martin, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Montgomery. A little change of pace there by Courtney, and a swing and a miss by Polichek, strike 2. 0-2 the count to Mike Polichek. Patrick Courtney, curveball, not called by the home plate umpire. Oh, and he's saying low. Brian swung and had flipped that ball back to Courtney on the mound already. Wow. Everybody stood there and watched. 1-2. Courtney delivers, and Polichek pops this one up in foul territory. Swung and mask off, catch. Martins win 4-3 today. Patrick Courtney, a perfect ninth inning for the Martins. And the finals in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score today, St. Martin 4 and Montgomery 3.